The introduction. Hi, my name is Jim Williams. This series is intended to increase your radio ad sales by providing information on our best-selling tool, demo tapes, or as we used to call them, spec tapes. Most of this data has been around for years, but not at one place. So we've pulled together what appears to be the first and most comprehensive body of knowledge on demo tapes. Most everything suggested has already worked for somebody somewhere. The new ideas or theories that you'll find from time to time will work fine if you use them. Our main objective has been to give you that which will work best with your merchants and decision makers. Any learning adventure will cause change in the way you do things. So if you have to take a few extra hours to adapt to these suggestions, to develop the skill to use them well, hopefully your reward in higher sales will be worth the effort. The research tapes, using the voices of merchants, successful salespeople, station bosses, and even some competitors and many others, are edited to fit the purpose of demo tapes. Some are familiar to those of you who have used my other training tapes and workshops. Some are new. All have their place in this study of radio sales improvement. When I began, I thought my 36 years in radio had taught me everything there was to know about demo tapes. How wrong I was. The process of thinking and writing assumed a life of its own. I had to start over four times and measured progress by the wads of paper on the floor. I'm 4 months late with what was to be a simple task. So it is when you learn new thoughts and new ways to improve. My cat Groucho did like the rejected wads of paper. Made a great toy. What you have here is what was not thrown on the floor. My thanks go to the many, many who contributed to this adventure. My greatest thanks to those who paid for it. You have sponsored yet another improvement in the selling of the product we all love best. Now, by way of motivation, I have two research tapes. One is a stick and the other is a carrot. First, the stick. Here are the comments of an outstanding newspaper man.
Radio salesmen, I think, are even worse than we newspaper salesmen in not selling from spec tapes. Radio has the edge, I must admit, with the use of spec tape and using the audio appeal. It's just more dramatic than a cold layout from a newspaper advertising sale. But in the markets that I'm familiar with, I think that the newspaper salesman benefits from the fact that the average radio salesman does not use more initiative in selling from spec tape. I think that radio should be more aggressive and original on all accounts, large or small. I'm glad they're not.
Ouch. So every time we don't use a demo tape, we make our enemy competitors happy. Now let's go to the carrot. This is what happens when an outstanding salesperson uses a demo tape.
He's building this new dealership and gave me the idea for an ad to write, a demonstration. So I wrote the ad, had it produced, and started filling out my proposals for him to do a run of advertising for the month of May. Which would take him up to his grand opening.
Okay.
Wanted to have something to walk in the door with. So I took the ad in, and I said, how did he do, and all this kind of thing, and I sat down, played the ad for him, then put the contracts down in front of him, and sat back, and he looked them over, and anyway, he said, at the end of that time, he said, come back and see me tomorrow, and I'll let you know what I'm going to do here.
So the main thing you accomplished was he did not say no, get out of here,
right.
You're crazy, etc. In
an
effective way, okay.
That's right.
And discussed it businesslike with you?
Very businesslike.
But nothing.
He's a pleasure to deal with.
Okay.
Very concise.
Okay. And you came back the next day?
That is right. I went back the next day, and We talked a little bit about his grand opening thing, what his plans were, and then I said, so now what are we going to do to build up to this? And he said, okay, now it's time for me to sign. And I said, right.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked them up and down and kind of thing, and he signed the middle program.
Okay, that was $4,000 some odd dollars?
Oh, that was about $3,600.
$3,600 on top of his $1,200.
That's correct.
So his bill will run somewhere around $5,000.
That's correct.
Great selling, great demo tape. Taking advantage of an opportunity is very important. That car dealer went on and bought $10,200 for his 10-day opening the next month and averaged $7,000 monthly over the next 7 months. Demo tapes work on existing clients, marginal buyers, and yes, those who have not yet been sold. But only if you use them. All right, here's my last disclaimer. This entire production is done on a home cassette recorder, as later on we recommend you use for most of your demo tapes. Then it's been slightly edited by a fine production studio. If it sounds homemade, it is. But the information is the important thing, even in mono. The clicks, pops, pauses, paper rattles, wheezes are mine, not the producer. Mike made me say that. Shall we begin?